Despite decades of efforts battling violence against women, many women still feel unsafe walking alone in many situations, particularly at night. But how many compared to men? A Mission Australia survey of almost 30,000 people aged between 15 and 19 has revealed that vastly more women are worried about their safety than men. And it finds that that safety concern is isolating young women. Stephanie Smale reports.
For this group of female music students sitting together at Brisbane's South Bank, going out at night can be a challenge, especially if you're working a night shift, then catching the bus.
I was exposed to a lot of drunk, angry customers at like 11 o'clock at night, and then I was walking back to the bus stop, and that was a bit nerve-wracking, a big bit nerve-wracking. Yeah.
What did you do when you were in those situations?
I would either call someone or pretend to be on the phone.
Do you avoid going out at night alone?
Depends where. Like, I'm perfectly comfortable walking from the bus stop to home at night. I feel okay around South Bank because I know it. But, like, if I was anywhere else, I'd be a bit, nah.
Do you go out alone at night?
Yes.
Do you feel safe?
With my cello, yes.
I try to avoid spots that my friends have told me about and just stick to the ones that I know are safe and lots of people are around.
According to Mission Australia, their concerns about being out alone after dark are common among young women. The survey found about 40% of women felt unsafe at night, compared with about 18% of young males. Mission Australia's head of research and evaluation, Joanne Fields, points out the findings apply across socioeconomic divides.
I think it's something which we should all be worried about as a society as a whole, and I think it's something that isn't just addressed through a few policies. These were young women who came from all walks of life. They came from different demographics, different areas within Australia, different socioeconomic groups, and we still see half of them reporting this.
Joanne Fields says twice as many young women said security or safety concerns were a potential barrier to moving out of home compared to young men.
We know adolescence is a time where young people are exploring and seeking their independence and moving away from getting their families or their guardians to support them and wanting to be independent. But, you know, there is this barrier for young females that they're certainly feeling unsafe in the community.
A Canberra women's advocacy group spent 18 months collecting information on where women did and didn't feel safe in the nation's capital. They found women didn't even feel safe outside some lively shops and restaurants, but dark, isolated spots were the biggest concern. Emma Davidson is the Deputy CEO of Canberra's Women's Centre for Health Matters.
Some of them were actually talking about experiences they had had, like, for example, a man hangs around here and tries to block women's path, or have had many bad experiences in this car park, including a physical attack. So they're talking there about their own personal experiences, but they also talked about the things they have heard from other women, like, for example, I know a woman who was raped here, or this place is dark and is notorious for sexual assault. Men didn't talk about the reputation of an area in the same way that women did.
She says the issue is isolating young women, saying some admitted they would avoid going out at night because they were so worried about their safety.
What they're looking for is the ability to see if someone is there who might physically attack them. That's what they're worried about. And until we fix that problem, women are still going to feel unsafe going into those spaces that are dark or where there might be things people could hide behind or where it's isolated. Women worried about isolation in ways that men just don't worry about it.
The music students at Brisbane South Bank say safety concerns don't stop them going out at night, but most of them say they stick to areas they know and go straight home after class.
I feel like women are more at risk. Like, men can be too, but I just feel like for women it's a bit more scary at night.
The Mission Australia survey also found one in five women reported broader concerns about their personal safety.
Stephanie Smale reporting.